Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another check-in with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
As we seem to be in a bit of a heat wave at the moment, Elizabeth, what are the main dangers of the heat and hot weather for us all?
Heat exhaustion, heat stroke, Toby. Now, that's where someone would feel really quite unwell, have a high temperature. What's happening is their core temperature is going up. Now, this is a medical emergency and medical advice must be sought immediately.
Is it right that certain people are more vulnerable from the warm weather than others?
Yes, both ends of the spectrum, babies and the elderly, they're, I suppose, less aware of dehydration, the elderly, and also those who have long-term conditions.
So, Elizabeth, what are the signs of dehydration then?
Obvious things like feeling thirsty, a dry mouth, but you can feel quite lightheaded, very tired. And when you go to the loo, very dark coloured, strong smelling urine and passing urine less often than usual. A baby, of course, you have that sunken soft spot, the fontanelle on their head. They have literally no tears. They're not crying. Or when they cry, they don't have any tears and they have fewer wet nappies. So it's something to watch out if you're looking after a wee one.
What would be your top tips to everyone on coping with the hot weather?
Obvious things, Toby, like sitting out of the sun in a cool place. Now, to avoid dehydration, which I think is so important, drink plenty of fluids such as water, diluted squash or fruit juice. Now, this is better than large amounts of tea and coffee with the caffeine. Fizzy drinks may contain more sugar than you need and may be harder to take in larger amounts, so just the diluting normal squash or water. Now, if you're finding it difficult to keep water down because, say you're sick for some reason, just try drinking small amounts more frequently. Now, infants and small children who are dehydrated shouldn't be given large amounts of water alone as the main replacement fluid. This is because it can dilute the already low level of minerals in their body too much and lead to other problems. Instead, they should be given diluted squash or a rehydration solution. That is now back on the market. They've been off the market for some time, these rehydration sachets. And you may find a teaspoon or syringe can be helpful for getting fluid if you're looking after a young child. Now, if left untreated, this severe dehydration, it can be really very serious and cause fits, seizures, brain damage, even death.
And of course, Elizabeth, with the warmer weather, I believe that hay fever is particularly bad at the moment.
Yes, avoidance measures, wraparound glasses, changing when you come into the house, Vaseline as a barrier on the nostrils. And ask your pharmacist what are the best medicines available. You might have to use, say, three products, something for the eyes, something for the nose, a background antihistamine. And sometimes the products are only available from your doctor or an independent prescribing pharmacist. So please ask. Now, interestingly, I've helped a young girl, I think she was six actually, with my independent prescribing last Saturday. And I helped her with her hay fever symptoms. And, you know, she handed in this card, this thank you card, and it said, "To the pharmacist, thank you for making me better. Love," and then her name. So it brought a tear to my eye. It was lovely.
Oh, that's really nice. That's really nice to get that recognition, isn't it? Oh, that's lovely. Well, as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, where's the best place for people to go to find you?
admin@newlifepharmacy.co.uk. It's on the website. All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks a lot, Toby.